The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing of the flood until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. This is a little unusual for me to be standing here instead of me sitting out there amongst you, so this is strange for me today. Here goes. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. It is also a new liturgical year in our lectionary Advent calendar season, year A. The appropriate liturgical color is usually purple. However, in recent years, the trend has blue has emerged. The Latin word for Advent is Adventus, which means coming. This season, we all look forward to the annual event and celebration of the birth of our Savior, Jesus. We look forward to the excitement and the joy the holiday brings with all the festivities. Today's gospel reading tells us to be ready for the second coming of Christ, to keep awake and be prepared. Only the Father knows when the Son will come. Noah was chosen by God to build an ark, and along with that, having animals of each kind. While waiting for instructions, other people were eating and drinking and marrying right up until the time Noah entered the ark. They were unaware of what was about to happen until the floodwaters came. Noah and his family had to keep awake and to be ready. Jesus gives us four parables of why we should be prepared for his coming: the homeowner and the thief, the good and wicked servants, the 10 virgin bridesmaids, and the talents. Christ's return is unknown, neither the day nor the hour. We have all heard the parable of the 10 bridesmaids who go to meet the bridegroom. Jesus portrays himself as the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and brought enough oil for their lamps, while five were foolish and didn't. As darkness enters and the lamps are lit, the foolish try to borrow oil from the wise. The wise refuse, saying they won't have enough oil to last the night. The foolish go back to the village to try to buy oil. And while they are gone, the groom arrives and takes the wise bridesmaids to the marriage feast. And the door is closed. This actually represents the second coming. When the others return and knock at the door, at the banquet door, Jesus replies, "I do not know you." The point of the parable is to watch and be prepared and ready when the Son of Man returns, as you do not know the hour or the day. The meaning of the parable of the talents is that our lives are not ours to live according to our wishes. God gives us each talents to live by. Many of us are great artists, like Romy. Great mechanics, like Gary. Or we're great at math, like Carol. Or some of us create beautiful words of poetry, like Mother Catherine. He gives us what we need to see us through each day of our lives. As such, we need to be faithful and obedient, servants using what he gives us here on earth while we wait for his return. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that the Son of Man will come from clouds the way that the disciples saw him descend into heaven. The trumpet of God will sound out to the dead to wake from their slumber. His angels will gather all believers alive on earth, but also bring with him all the redeemed who are in heaven. He will bring with him all those who have fallen asleep. The final judgment will be when he separates people from one another, as shepherds separate sheep from goats. Two will be in the field, and one will be taken. Those believers alive will be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord and will be with him always. The righteous shall inherit the earth. Jesus wants us to live peacefully with one another, to not criticize each other, to be kind to each other. The dictionary defines the word kindness as quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. I know my parents were the kindest people I knew. They made sure that their four children always respected others, and we passed it forward. As Christians, we need to pay kindness forward to others, as Christ would want us to do. Aristotle's book 2 of his Rhetoric defines kindness as helpfulness towards someone in need, not in return for anything, nor for the advantage of the helper himself, but for that of the person helped. Be faithful, be kind. Christ might very well come here to church someday and sit in one of our pews. He might come to one of our community dinners. Would we know him? We need to feed the hungry, giving the thirsty water, and welcome strangers. No one knows when he might come. Jesus said, "Come follow me, my loyal and faithful servants." Will you be ready when he comes? Amen.
Amen.